I am super excited to be giving this talk on the history of Bible reading in the Catholic Church. And we're going to be showing how the Catholic Church has promoted Bible reading and has promoted her people to know the scriptures through all the centuries over the last 2,000 years. And we're going to be talking about a lot of the myths and the misconceptions that Protestants and other non-Catholic religions have about the Catholic Church. And many of them just don't know better. They've been lied to or have been lied to and received lies themselves. And so they just don't know the history of the church or the history of the Catholicism with the Bible. And so we're going to be talking about some of those misconceptions, like the Catholic Church chained Bibles to the pulpit so people couldn't have them. Or maybe you've heard that the Catholic Church burned Bibles or even banned Bibles. Or maybe you've heard that the Catholic Church doesn't allow her people to read the Bible and doesn't encourage people to read it individually for themselves. And in fact, we had one non-Catholic on our YouTube comments section recently saying that Protestants have always historically allowed people to read the Bible for themselves, whereas the Catholic Church has not allowed them to for most of their history. So this alone proves that Protestants allow people to read the Bible and Catholics don't. So what is the real truth in all this? We love our Protestant brothers and sisters here, but one of the problems we have with them is that they mistakenly think that the earliest Christians used to walk to church with Bibles under their arms. They used to think that the people read the Bibles for themselves and they studied the Bible and they were into the Word until the Catholic Church, which was taken over by the Roman Empire, kind of did away with that. Because if people read the Bible, well, then they wouldn't follow the Catholic Church anymore because they would see that the Catholic Church is teaching false doctrines. Now, another thing they think is that down through the Middle Ages and down through the centuries, Christians read the Bibles on their own and they carried them to church and they studied them and they read them for themselves. But none of this is actually true. Extremists will even say that Catholics killed people just for reading the Bible or just for disagreeing with the Eucharist and other things like that, which there is no historical evidence for at all. It is literally a lie and a myth of history. Part of this is actually true. And the reason why the church would not allow her people to read the Bible down through the ages by themselves or carry it to the church on their own is, well, for several reasons. The first reason is that for the first three centuries, there was no Bible. And it wasn't until the fourth century that the Bible was finally made. And it was made by the Catholic Church. It was the Catholic Church alone who canonized the Holy Scriptures, who chose the books that would make up the Bible. I mean, we went through all of the Gospels, probably more than 80 Gospels that claim to be inspired, and hundreds of epistles. And it was the books that we have today in this Bible that were chosen by the Catholic Church under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and by the authority of Christ. So the Catholic Church made the Bible, put it under one cover. And before that time, there was no Bible. So no one carried the Bible to church with them as the earliest Christians because there was no Bible. And even after the Bible was made, people still didn't carry the Bible to church or study it on their own. Why? Because the Bible took 3 years to copy just a single Bible. Up to 3 years. And it was monumentally expensive and tedious. I mean, it took forever just to get enough trees or animal skins or just whatever you needed to make the Bible, just one Bible. And after 1,000 years of the Catholic Church copying the Bible, monks and nuns in dark caves, letter by letter, line by line, copying the holy and sacred scriptures, even after doing that for 1,000 years, and you have numerous copies of them, were people then reading the scriptures by themselves and carrying them to church and studying them on their own? The answer is no, because up until recent centuries, 95% of the world's population couldn't even read. The majority of the entire Roman Empire could not read. And if you could read, you read Latin. Latin was the language of the educated. So he who could read or write, read and wrote and spoke in Latin. So it wasn't the Catholic Church keeping it in Latin because they were trying to keep it from the people and prevent them from understanding it. No, anyone who could read and write understood Latin, which is why it was the language of the world at the time, along with Greek, which is why there were manuscripts in Greek as well. But the whole thing is that the Catholic Church wasn't trying to keep it from the people. It's just that people couldn't read until well after the time of the printing press. Now, this is a historical fact that cannot be overlooked, and it's a myth to think that people carried the Bibles down through the ages, or at least true Christians did, and we know Catholics didn't, but true Christians read their Bibles, studied their Bibles, and had them at home, but that is a historical myth based on no evidence. And even down through the centuries, it was the Catholic Church alone who preserved the Bible, who protected the Bible. Down when the barbarians and the Vikings, down through the Dark Ages and the Middle Ages, were ransacking the Roman Empire again and again, when they were burning libraries to the ground, including Bibles, they didn't discriminate. They burned everything in their path. It was the Catholic monks who rescued as many Bibles as they could and started the copying process all over again and continued to make more and more manuscripts. Without the Catholic Church, we might not even have Bibles today, because it was the Catholic Church who preserved and protected them down through the centuries. And it was the Catholic Church who translated the Bible into many different languages for the people. In fact, the Catholic Church had 16 Bible translations in German long before Martin Luther ever got his first translation out. So it's a myth that Martin Luther found the Bible in the dark recesses of the Vatican, and the Bible wasn't being taught to the people, and it wasn't being known. We're going to debunk that right now. No, Martin Luther himself was commissioned to teach the Bible to the people. So many people have learned myths and misconceptions about the Bible. So with this all being said, the Catholic Church loved the Bible, promoted the Bible, and taught the Bible to her people down through the centuries because she loves the Bible, because she wanted all the people in the world to know the Holy Scriptures. But since most people couldn't read, it had to be done in different ways, in a variety of ways. The first and foremost was the public worship service of Catholics, which was the Holy Mass. Every single day you could go to Mass and hear the Scriptures read, and you could hear the Scriptures preached upon. So people would learn the Scriptures. And moreover, they would preach in more depth on the Scriptures in their sermons. Even today, if you go to Mass every single day over 3 years, you will hear the entire Bible read and preached to you. And in fact, you'll hear many of the Scriptures and Scripture passages over and over and over again through those 3 years. And the whole Mass from beginning to end is actually taken almost exclusively from the Bible. So all the prayers, the lines we say, the lines that people say we just repeat over and over are actually taken from the Bible. So we're actually reflecting on, meditating on, and praying the Bible at our Mass from beginning to end. And people say the Catholic Church doesn't know the Bible. Even in medieval times, this continued through the Dark Ages, when the Catholic Church invented the university system and increased education, and people were starting to become more educated. Preachers, Catholic preachers and medieval monks used to go through the streets and teach the Bible to the people. They used to get up on makeshift pulpits or boxes and stand in public places and teach and exegete the Holy Scriptures. And not only that, but they would encourage people to learn the Scriptures, the Gospels and the Psalms, and commit them to memory. Since they couldn't read, many people back in the ancient days used to commit things to memory a lot more and a lot easier than we can today. So the Catholic Church and Catholic leaders and teachers taught people to know the Bible. Ever since the earliest days of Christianity, even the first 3 centuries, you can see the earliest Catholic leaders teaching people the Bible and helping them to know the Bible and encouraging them to know the Bible. Then when you get to the Middle Ages, you see it even more so, where people are out in public preaching it and committing it to memory and helping them to learn the Psalms and the Gospels and so forth. The Catholic Church also did this through theater productions and through plays. They would dramatize and bring to life the stories of Jesus, the Gospels, and the Bible stories just in general, so people could learn them. In addition, the Catholic Church taught the Bible through paintings, through art, through sculptures, through statues, and through stained glass windows. This was known as the Bible of the poor. So if somebody saw a stained glass window of Jesus, and next to him it had 5 loaves and 2 fish, people would know that that was the story of the feeding of the 5,000. And parents could teach their children the stories of Jesus and how he fed 5,000 people, not including women and children, with just 5 loaves and 2 fish. Or if you saw a statue of, let's say, Mary, Jesus, and Joseph, but Mary's on a donkey and Jesus is a baby, the parents would tell the story of how Jesus came into this world to save us, but he didn't even have room at a hotel, so they had to go be born in a cave, and they'd tell the whole story to their kids about Jesus. And they would pass on the Bible stories through pictures. So there were many, many, many different ways that the church employed to use to teach her children the Scriptures, to encourage her children to learn the Scriptures, to memorize the Scriptures, to live the Scriptures, and to know them day by day. And we're going to read some of these right now. In case you don't believe me, we're actually going to read a lot of the the earliest church Christians and Christians down through the ages, some of the highest profile people, including popes, telling people, encouraging people, exhorting people to read the scriptures. So how can, I mean, there's no way you can say that the Catholic Church hid the scriptures, hated the scriptures, didn't want the people to know the Bible, because we're about to prove and to continue proving that that's absolutely the farthest thing from the truth. I'm not going to read them in depth, but here are just a few of them. One, St. Jerome, probably one of the greatest, if not the greatest scripture scholar in the early church. He said that ignorance of scripture is ignorance of Christ. St. John Chrysostom, 4th century bishop and probably one of the most brilliant bishops in the history of the church. He says this, "I am not, you will say, one of the monks. I have a wife and children, and I care for a household." St. John Chrysostom goes on to say that this attitude is what has ruined everything. That you thinking that the reading of the scriptures is for monks only, when you need to do it more than they do. For they who are placed in the world receive wounds every day and need more medicine. So far worse, even than not reading the scriptures, is the idea that they are superfluous. Such things were invented by the devil. So not only is the St. John a bishop, and this bishop of the Catholic Church is saying that they should read the Bible, but he's saying attitudes of, oh, we can't read the Bible, is from the devil. He's proving that wrong as a Catholic bishop. So even in the first few centuries, you have some of the highest people teaching the importance of the scriptures. In the Middle Ages, when the Catholic Church, so say Seventh-day Adventists, Jehovah's Witnesses, and many other conspiracy theorist religions, say that the Catholic Church killed education, took away the Bible, wouldn't allow people to learn except for what the Pope said, and all this garbage. I mean, they're feeding people literal lies. It's so sad to me that so many millions of Christians are learning lies about the Catholic Church and history. Listen to what Catholics, the most prominent Catholics in the Middle Ages, say. For one, Pope St. Gregory, 604 AD, says the Lord of men and angels, Jesus, has sent you his epistles for your life's advantage, and yet you neglect to read them eagerly. Study the scriptures, I beg you, and meditate on them daily, for they are the words of your Creator. Learn the heart of God, he says, in the words of God, that you may sigh more eagerly for those things that are eternal, that your soul may be enkindled with greater longing for heavenly joys. This is a pope in the year 600 telling people to eagerly desire to know and hear and learn and love and live the scriptures. Wow. Likewise, St. Bernard of Clairvaux and St. Bonaventure. St. Bernard of Clairvaux says this, quote, "The person who thirsts eagerly for God will eagerly study the scriptures and meditate on the inspired word, knowing that there he is sure to find the one for whom he thirsts." St. Bonaventure in the 1200s actually made a Bible based on pictures. It was a picture Bible. He knew that people couldn't read and write, and they couldn't read the scriptures for themselves, the majority of the world. And so he created a Bible that they could read and study through pictures. And they would learn the stories of Jesus and the Gospels and the miracles and the walking on water and all the teachings that Jesus said. I mean, they would highlight the whole life of Jesus, and people would read them and study them and pass them on to their children. Even by the time you get to Luther himself, I mean, how many anti-Catholics say that Luther found the Bible in the deep recesses of the Vatican? Luther made that lie up himself later on in his life, which isn't true. He was lying. And we know he was lying because he was commissioned to teach the scriptures. He was commissioned by his superior to learn the scriptures, to study the scriptures, to take courses on them, and to teach them to the people. Even William Durant, one of the most famous Protestant commentators and historians, he has a 1,000-page volume on the history of the Reformation. Martin Luther, he has some of the longest commentary in this 1,000 pages on Luther. And even he states that Martin Luther was commissioned to teach the people the scriptures and commissioned to learn them himself. Durant says that Luther taught the scriptures publicly to people every day. So how could, pray tell, could the Catholic Church have hidden the scriptures? How could nobody have known the scriptures when he himself was preaching the scriptures? And even other Protestants will say that Luther got into imaginative tales later in his life that weren't actually based on the full truth, and they were more exaggerated and things like that. But the fact is that Martin Luther was commissioned to teach the scriptures. He himself taught them to other people. So how can we say that the Catholic Church didn't know the Bible, didn't love the Bible? Listen to what Vatican II says. This is the latest Catholic Church Council. Listen to what it says authoritatively about the Holy Bible. The Church has always venerated the divine scriptures as she venerates the body of the Lord himself. Especially in our sacred liturgy, she unceasingly receives and offers to the faithful the bread of life, both from God's word and from Christ's body. All of the preaching in the Catholic Church must be nourished and regulated by the sacred scriptures. Wow! The Catholic Church is saying that she venerates the holy and divine scriptures just as she venerates the divine body of our Lord. Like, wow! I mean, the body of our Lord, the Eucharist, is the highest pinnacle of the Catholic faith. And we're saying that we venerate the scriptures the exact same way, with the highest reverence. Even popes in the 1800s and 1900s encouraged and exhorted, like Pope Pius VI, Pope Pius VII, just for example, exhorted people to learn the scriptures, to know the scriptures, and to commit them to memory. In fact, Pope Leo XIII gave a special blessing to any Catholic who would listen to or read the scriptures for at least 15 minutes a day. And even today, 2021, you can get a plenary indulgence, which is the highest indulgence in the church, just for reading the Bible and reflecting on it and studying it for 30 minutes a day, upon the usual conditions, of course. But so, I mean, even priests today have to, they're required to do the Liturgy of the Hours, which is a meditation on the Psalms and the scriptures 5 times a day. Priests are required to learn and to read and to reflect on the scriptures. How can we say that the Catholic Church did not promote the Bible, did not love the Bible, does not love the Bible, and does not teach it to her people when the priests are forced to learn it and to love it and to read it and to study it and to meditate on it themselves? Now, we're running out of time, so unfortunately I can't get into deep detail here. Maybe we will more in another video on this topic. But just to answer some of the myths and misconceptions that people have. People say that the Catholic Church burned Bibles, but the Catholic Church never burned any Bibles. They loved Bibles. They loved the Word of God. They only burned false versions of the Bible. For example, there's one Catholic speaker who burns a Bible, or used to burn a Bible, every time he gave a talk. But it wasn't actually a Bible. It was the Jehovah's Witness version of the Bible, the New World Translation, which changed countless passages to fit their Jehovah's Witness doctrines, to take away the divinity of Christ, and to basically fit their preconceived ideas of what the Bible should be. That's not scripture. It's a hack job. So he wasn't burning a Bible. He was burning a false version that claimed to be a Bible. And that's what the Catholic Church did too, especially with Tyndale, Wycliffe, and other people like that. In fact, looking back, the Luther-Tyndale versions had up to 30 errors per page sometimes. One bishop in London said that he looked through the Tyndale Bible and he found over 2,000 translational errors, grave errors many times in the Bible. 2,000! That's not even the Holy Scriptures anymore. It's a hack job. So the Catholic Church never burned Bibles. They only burned false versions, because what the Catholic Church wanted was the Holy Scriptures, the Word of God itself, to be preserved in its purest, most accurate form possible, which is why she employed the top scholars possible, the people who were the most scholarly and who were most set to be able to take on such a task. And she would not ordain or permit anybody who was not ready for the task, who was not scholarly enough. Maybe they were scholarly, maybe they studied Greek and Hebrew, but they weren't like top par, or they had problems, or they had translational issues in the past, or things like that. No, she only allowed the top people to do it, which is why Wycliffe, who did it on his own, he was not authorized to do that. The Catholic Church wasn't against the Catholic Church being translated, or even translated into different languages. It was against unauthorized versions of Holy Scripture, because she wanted to preserve the Word of God. And in hindsight, we know that these people had thousands of errors in their Bibles, which is why you won't even find them used in modern day. They were complete hack jobs, and that is what the Catholic Church was trying to prevent. Most people don't know that Martin Luther burned papal bulls and things like that too. And even John Calvin burned the Bibles of Michael Servetus because he said that they weren't orthodox. He said they had too many errors and so it wasn't Holy Scripture, so he burned them. And he took it a step further. He burned Michael Servetus to the stake himself. He burned him along with his scriptures. So Protestants were burning each other and their scriptures and things like that. It's just what happened back in the day. If things were not orthodox and pristinely kept to preserve the word of God, they were burned or they were removed and gotten rid of. And it's not because Protestants or Catholics hated the Bible. It's because they loved it and wanted to preserve it. One of the most recent councils, Vatican II, says this: since the Word of God should be accessible at all times, the Church, by her authority and with maternal concern, sees to it that suitable and correct translations are made into different languages, especially from the original texts of the sacred books. Now, the Catholic Church is the only church on earth that had access to the original Greek and Hebrew manuscripts. No other church did. Not even the King James Version had access to the original manuscripts. Well, what about chaining Bibles to the pulpits? Well, there's a good reason for that. It's because it took up to 3 years to make and it was extremely expensive. In fact, it was the cost of a house to buy a Bible back in the day because they were so rare. So why would you leave a Bible that was 3 years of your salary left out on the back table for someone to steal? No, everybody chained expensive books to posts and pulpits and podiums and things like that. Even today, in 2021, over in England and in certain countries, they still chain books to the pulpits in colleges and universities because they don't want people to steal them. It was safety. It was to prevent the Word of God from being stolen and to preserve it so people could always have it. It wasn't to keep it from the people. Can you see how many Protestants have received myths and lies and half-truths that are actually backwards from the reality of what they are? And we don't blame the Protestants per se all the time because they just heard these myths and misconceptions from other people who promoted myths and misconceptions, who heard them from other people, and so on. But at some point, when we actually look and read and study history, we see what the real truth is. Well, what about banning Bibles? Catholic Church banned Bibles, they say, because they didn't want people to know the Bible. But of course, we have disproven that in this video. And we'll just say real briefly, because we've spoken too long on this already, that the Catholic Church only banned Bible reading maybe 5 times in all of her 2,000-year history, only in specific locations, for a very short amount of time, and for a very specific reason. Usually, some serious heresy was breaking out and taking people away from God, taking people away from the church, and the Catholic Church wanted to prevent that. And in fact, in some heresies, people were taking the Bible on their own and reading it and coming up with novel interpretations like, oh, we don't need the New Old Testament. The Old Testament is not from God. Or we don't believe that Jesus is God. He was more like a phantom or a spirit. And they were having these Gnostic type gospel readings and interpretations and understandings of Holy Scripture, which were perverting people's lives and taking them away from the truth. So only in certain locations, only for specific short periods of time, did the Catholic Church not allow them to be read by individual people because they didn't want them to be led astray. And in fact, this brings us to our last point, even though there are many more, which we'll get to in other videos, and that is that the Protestants allowed people to read the Bible on their own and the Catholics did not through history. But we've shown that down through history, people couldn't read the Bible on their own for the most part because there weren't Bibles for a lot of history and they were expensive, so people couldn't afford them. And for most of history, they couldn't read them, so individual Bible reading wasn't a thing. And even when it was, the Catholic Church always wanted the people to read the Bible in the bosom of Holy Mother Church so she could have the tradition that's been handed on for the 1,500 years she had been around at the time. Now, Protestants encouraged Bible reading on their own. Just go by the Bible. Every man is his own judge and makes up his own mind according to Scripture. Martin Luther invented that. It was never part of Christ's teaching, but by the end of his life, there were over 240 new Protestant religions started. And more than that, by the end of his life, Martin Luther was so frustrated because he is quoted in saying that every Sally girl and plowboy thinks that they can interpret this book. They think they know more than Dr. Martin Luther. They think that they are doctors in Scripture themselves. Everyone thinks they can interpret. There's as many religions, he said, as there are heads. Everyone thinks they can go by this book. And he was so frustrated with it. And he said, we're probably going to have to go back to the councils of the Catholic Church to get this all figured out. And so Luther himself, who invented sola scriptura, was frustrated with sola scriptura. And we can see that by the time he died, there were 240 new religions, all teaching different theologies, all disagreeing with each other, all praying to the Holy Spirit, all thinking that they were inspired, and all coming up with different religions that they fiercely debated and disagreed with each other on. Now there are thousands and thousands and thousands of Protestant denominations all thinking they're correct, all thinking they go by the Bible, all thinking that they know best. But it's so sad that Jesus started one faith, one hope, one baptism, one church, and one set of doctrine, and the Bible excoriates people who are schismatic, who leave the church, or teach different doctrines that were handed on down through the centuries by Jesus. And so this is what Protestantism has done. It's literally destroyed Christianity. It's fragmented it. It's broken it apart. And even atheists, they look at Christians. They can't even agree among themselves. Why would we ever go to that religion? You guys are an embarrassment. And so they can't even agree among themselves. Why would we be Christians? So the reading of the Bible on your own has led to thousands and thousands of schismatic and contradictory religions and theologies. These are all the things that the Catholic Church was trying to prevent in preserving the Holy Word of God. And so from this video and from much more we could say, we can see that the Catholic Church has never, ever been against the Holy Scriptures. She made the Scriptures. She canonized the Holy Scriptures. She put it all under one book into what we know today as the Bible. She preserved the Scriptures and protected them down through the ages. The Catholic Church translated the Scriptures, and the first book off the printing press was the Holy Bible, Catholic version of the Holy Bible. And it was the Catholic Church who taught her people the Scriptures down through the ages. The Catholic Church has done everything to promote the Bible. The Catholic Church taught her people the Bible in so many different ways and helped her people to love the Holy Scriptures. So far from burying the Bible, far from Luther discovering it in the deep recesses of the Vatican, which we've already proven that are not true because we have popes and bishops and great Catholic saints saying and exhorting people to read the Bible, we know that the myths and misconceptions of history are just not true. Far from the Catholic Church burying it and trying to hide it and didn't want people to read it, the opposite is actually true. She's loved it and encouraged it and helped people to know the Bible. And even today in the Mass, we can know the Holy Scriptures. Check out our video above on Catholic and Protestant worship and the difference between the two and how the Catholic Church uses the Bible far more than the Protestant churches. Again, not trying to put down Protestant churches, but we are trying to defend the fact that the Catholic Church has always known, loved, and lived the Scriptures, that she gave the Bible to the world, and she is the true Church of Jesus Christ.